This is the reading for August 18. Ecclesiastes 7. It is better to have respect than good perfume. The day of death is better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a funeral than to a party. We all must die, and everyone living should think about this. Sorrow is better than laughter, and sadness has a good influence on you. A wise person thinks about death, but a fool thinks only about having a good time. It is better to be criticized by a wise person than to be praised by a fool. The laughter of fools is like the crackling of thorns in a cooking fire. Both are useless. Even wise people are fools if they let money change their thinking. It is better to finish something than to start it. It is better to be patient than to be proud. Don't become angry quickly, because getting angry is foolish. Don't ask, why was life better in the good old days? It is not wise to ask such questions. Wisdom is better when it comes with money. They both help those who are alive. Wisdom is like money. They both help. But wisdom is better because it can save whoever has it. Look at what God has done. No one can straighten what He has bent. When life is good, enjoy it. But when life is hard, remember, God gives good times and hard times, and no one knows what tomorrow will bring. In my useless life, I have seen both of these. I have seen good people die in spite of their goodness, and evil people live a long time in spite of their evil. Don't be too right, and don't be too wise. Why destroy yourself? Don't be too wicked, and don't be foolish. Why die before your time? It is good to grab the one and not let go of the other. Those who honor God will hold them both. Wisdom makes a person stronger than 10 leaders in a city. Surely there is not a good person on earth who always does good and never sins. Don't listen to everything people say, or you might hear your servant insulting you. You know that many times you have insulted others. I used wisdom to test all these things. I wanted to be wise, but it was too hard for me. I cannot understand why things are as they are. It is too hard for anyone to understand. I studied and tried very hard to find wisdom, to find some meaning for everything. I learned that it is foolish to be evil, and it is crazy to act like a fool. I found that some women are worse than death and are as dangerous as traps. Their love is like a net, and their arms hold men like chains. A man who pleases God will be saved from them, but a sinner will be caught by them. The teacher says, "This is what I learned. I added all these things together to find some meaning for everything. While I was searching, I did not find one man among the thousands found, nor did I find a woman among all these. One thing I have learned, God made people good, but they have found all kinds of ways to be bad." Isaiah chapter 21. This is a message about the desert by the sea. Disaster is coming from the desert like wind blowing in the south. It is coming from a terrible country. I have seen a terrible vision. I see traitors turning against you and people taking your wealth. Elam, attack the people. Medea, surround the city and attack it. I will bring an end to the pain the city causes. I saw those terrible things, and now I am in pain. My pains are like the pains of giving birth. What I hear makes me very afraid. What I see causes me to shake with fear. I am worried, and I am shaking with fear. My pleasant evening has become a night of fear. They set the table, they spread the rugs, they eat and drink. Leaders, stand up, prepare the shields for battle. The Lord said to me, "Go, place a lookout for the city and have him report what he sees. If he sees chariots and teams of horses, donkeys or camels, he should pay very close attention." Then the lookout called out, "My master, each day I stand in the watchtower watching. Every night I have been on guard. Look, I see a man coming in a chariot with a team of horses." The man gives back the answer, "Babylon has fallen, it has fallen. All the statues of her gods lie broken on the ground. My people are crushed like grain on the threshing floor. My people, I tell you what I have heard from the Lord All-Powerful, from the God of Israel. This is a message about Dumah. Someone calls to me from Edom, 'Watchman, how much of the night is left? Watchman, how much longer will it be night?' The watchman answers, 'Morning is coming, but then night will come again. If you have something to ask, then come back and ask.' This is a message about Arabia. A group of traders from Dedan spent the night near some trees in Arabia. They gave water to thirsty travelers. The people of Tema gave food to those who were escaping. They were running from swords ready to kill, from bows ready to shoot, from hard battle. This is what the Lord said to me, in 1 year all the glory of the country of Kedar will be gone. This is a year as a hired helper counts time. At that time, only a few of the archers, the soldiers of Kedar, will be left alive. The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. Isaiah chapter 22. This is a message about the valley of vision. What is wrong with you people? Why are you on your roofs? This city was a very busy city, full of noise and wild parties. Now your people have been killed, but not with swords, nor did they die in battle. All your leaders ran away together, but they have been captured without using a bow. All you who were captured tried to run away before the enemy came. So I say, don't look at me. Let me cry loudly. Don't hurry to comfort me about the destruction of Jerusalem. The Lord God All-Powerful has chosen a special day of riots and confusion. People will trample each other in the valley of vision. The city walls will be knocked down, and the people will cry out to the mountain. The soldiers from Elam will gather their arrows and their chariots and men on horses. Kir will prepare their shields. Your nicest valleys will be filled with chariots. Horsemen will be ordered to guard the gates of the city. The walls protecting Judah will fall. At that time, the people of Jerusalem depended on the weapons kept at the palace of the forest. You saw that the walls of Jerusalem had many cracks that needed repairing. You stored up water in the lower pool. You counted the houses of Jerusalem, and you tore down houses to repair the walls with their stones. You made a pool between the two walls to save water from the old pool, but you did not trust the God who made these things. You did not respect the one who planned them long ago. The Lord God All-Powerful told the people to cry and be sad, to shave their heads and wear rough cloth. But look, the people are happy and are having wild parties. They kill the cattle and the sheep. They eat the food and drink the wine. They say, "Let us eat and drink, because tomorrow we will die." The Lord All-Powerful said to me, "You people will die before this guilt is forgiven." The Lord God All-Powerful said this. This is what the Lord God All-Powerful says. Go to this servant Shebna, the manager of the palace. Say to him, "What are you doing here? Who said you could cut out a tomb for yourself here? Why are you preparing your tomb in a high place? Why are you carving out a tomb from the rock? Look, mighty one, the Lord will throw you away. He will take firm hold of you and roll you tightly into a ball and throw you into another country. There you will die, and there your fine chariots will remain. You are a disgrace to your master's house. I will force you out of your important job, and you will be thrown down from your important place. At that time, I will call for my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will take your robe and put it on him and give him your belt. I will hand over to him the important job you have, and he will be like a father to the people of Jerusalem and the family of Judah. I will put the key to the house of David around his neck. If he opens a door, no one will be able to close it. If he closes a door, no one will be able to open it. He will be like an honored chair in his father's house. I will make him strong like a peg that is hammered into a strong board. All the honored and important things of his family will depend on him. All the adults and little children will depend on him. They will be like bowls and jars hanging on him. At that time, says the Lord All-Powerful, the peg hammered into the strong board will weaken. It will break and fall, and everything hanging on it will be destroyed. The Lord says this.
Chapter 11.
I praise you for always thinking about me, and for carefully following the traditions that I handed down to you. However, I want you to realize that Christ has authority over every man. A husband has authority over his wife, and God has authority over Christ. Every man who covers his head when he prays or speaks what God has revealed dishonors the one who has authority over him. Every woman who prays or speaks what God has revealed and has her head uncovered while she speaks dishonors the one who has authority over her. She is like the woman who has her head shaved. So if a woman doesn't cover her head, she should cut off her hair. If it's a disgrace for a woman to cut off her hair or shave her head, she should cover her head. A man should not cover his head. He is God's image and glory. The woman, however, is man's glory. Clearly, man wasn't made from woman, but woman from man. Man wasn't created for woman, but woman for man. Therefore, a woman should wear something on her head to show she is under someone's authority, out of respect for the angels. Yet as believers in the Lord, women couldn't exist without men, and men couldn't exist without women. As a woman came into existence from a man, so men come into existence by women. But everything comes from God. Judge your own situation. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Doesn't nature itself teach you that it is disgraceful for a man to have long hair? Doesn't it teach you that it is a woman's pride to wear her hair long? Her hair is given to her in place of a covering.
If anyone wants to argue about this, they can't, because we don't have any custom like this, nor do any of the churches of God. I have no praise for you as I instruct you in the following matter. When you gather, it results in more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you gather as a church, you split up into opposing groups. I believe some of what I hear. Factions have to exist in order to make it clear who the genuine believers are among you. When you gather in the same place, you can't possibly be eating the Lord's Supper. Each of you eats his own supper without waiting for each other. So one person goes hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes in which to eat and drink? Do you despise God's church and embarrass people who don't have anything to eat? What can I say to you? Should I praise you? I won't praise you for this. After all, I passed on to you what I had received from the Lord.
On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread and spoke a prayer of thanksgiving. He broke the bread and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." When supper was over, he did the same with the cup. He said, "This cup is the new promise made with my blood. Every time you drink from it, do it to remember me. Every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you tell about the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks from the Lord's cup in an improper way will be held responsible for the Lord's body and blood. With this in mind, individuals must determine whether what they are doing is proper when they eat the bread and drink from the cup. Anyone who eats and drinks is eating and drinking a judgment against himself when he doesn't recognize the Lord's body. This is the reason why many of you are weak and sick, and quite a number of you have died. If we were judging ourselves correctly, we would not be judged. But when the Lord judges us, he disciplines us so that we won't be condemned along with the rest of the world. Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, wait for each other. Whoever is hungry should eat at home, so that you don't have a gathering that brings judgment on you. I will give directions concerning the other matters when I come.